One thing Hank really appreciated about the Hubbards, they were one prompt fucking couple. He guessed it came with being as bourgeois as all fuck. Or maybe they weren't from California. Either way, he appreciated it. When he arrived at their condo 5 minutes early, it didn't matter. Kyle Hubbard was ready. In fact, Kyle looked hella ready, and then some. Kyle opened the door looking fine as wine in a pair of pink panties, black fishnets, fuchsia pumps with high heels, and a padlocked collar. The pinks didn't match and it all sort of clashed like a nightmare. Nonetheless, Kyle's lanky body pulled it all together somehow. Maybe because Kyle was hot. The sexy little fucker even wore lipstick. Hank tried not to look too surprised. After all, he was the daddy here. And this crap was to his specifications, right? At least that's how the story went. Truth be told, Kyle was the one who got into all this cross-dressing shit. But what the hell? He had the body to pull it the hell off. Normally, the last thing Hank looked for in a guy was lipstick, with panties and fishnets and heels, each a close second, third, and fourth, respectively. But there was something he loved about the submissive shame that flashed in Kyle's eyes.
"Hello, master. Welcome, master."
Kyle's voice was soft and sweet.
"Thank you for coming."
Kyle stood aside, holding the door as Hank stalked his way into the living room like he owned the place. The door shut with a clunk, and Kyle scampered after his master, tottering wildly on those heels. 4 or 5 inches, maybe 6, Hank figured. By the time Kyle caught up with his master, Hank had planted his ass on the soft leather sofa and his boots on the expensive coffee table. He watched Kyle's eyes, fiery blue with excitement, as they lavished shamed affection on Hank's oiled Corcorans. Kyle couldn't have looked more distressed or turned on if Hank had just taken a dump on the sofa. He didn't dare say a word, though. He just looked with longing at those giant boots.